Morning Show at East Coast FM. Now, a woman indecently assaulted 37 years ago in Wicklow Town when aged 10 has waived her right to anonymity so her attacker can be named and shamed. Last month, David Hubbard was found guilty at Bray District Court of indecently assaulting Catherine Potts on the Dunbar Road and was sentenced to 2 years. Catherine Potts joins us now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for joining us, and thank you for the very brave thing you've done as well of bringing focus on yourself, but I know you have your reasons. This started 37 years ago. What do you remember of that time?
Yeah, 37 years ago.
Yeah, what do you remember of that time?
To be honest, I remember everything of what I lost. I do remember what happened, but there, because it was so many times, some of them are kind of interlinked, which is a fight or flight response of trauma. But I mean, my world changed forever at the age of 10. You know, I lost my childhood. I lost my innocence, and it stays with you. You know, it never leaves. You know, these predators get to go into prison or whatever, or move on and start life all over again. You know, us survivors don't have that luxury. It's not like that for us. You know, and even all these years later, I've learned to deal with it through therapy and counselling, but It never goes away.
You were 10, and, you know, you can be grown up at 10, you know, and you know your place in the world as regards relationships as well. But at 10, did you understand what was going on?
No, I didn't, Declan. I think kids evolve quicker now. But I know, for me, I knew what he was doing was wrong. But I couldn't do anything about it. You know, he made threats to my family. He made threats to me. And he's a vile, vile creature. You know, he was a fully formed adult man. And his barrister tried to say that what he'd done was natural exploration. It wasn't. It wasn't natural exploration at all. He groomed me and then abused me, and he knew exactly what he was doing and openly admitted, you know, that I wasn't the only person he'd done it to. And as I say, it was very intimidating, and there's some things I'll never forget, like he has tattoos, and there's just little things that you'll never forget. The clothes he was wearing the last time he abused me, I can still see today. It's just not nice, and no child should ever have to go through it. And unfortunately, you know, some people covered it up. It's a small town. People just want to get on with things. They don't want this stuff dragged up, you know. And I have had some people saying that I shouldn't be pursuing it. You know, I should just let it go now. But I'm not going to be silenced just to ease somebody else's conscience. Yeah. You know, David Hubbard done a lot of damage and can't be rehabilitated, and is not going to change. So I feel the only tools I have to my advantage are any social media platforms, the likes of yourself, anywhere I can, just to put it out there, you know, that when he gets out of prison, he'll just pick up where he left off.
Right. In, you know, during the time that happened, 37 years ago, I mean, you're saying that your parents couldn't act upon this information, or others couldn't act upon it.
Uh-huh.
And there were threats. I mean, you had to live with it every day.
Yeah, and I was bullied by himself and his family from the age of 10 up to 17, 18, bullied on a daily basis. His father,
Right. Let's leave the family out of that and leave it to the perpetrator himself.
But I had to live with that, you know, all through my teens, which is why when I found alcohol, it was great because it numbed everything out. It made life seem easier to deal with. And then obviously that led into addiction, and I had over a 30-year battle with addiction. And you know, even though I couldn't exactly remember what he looked like, when I seen a picture of him on Facebook, it all came flooding back to me. I knew exactly who he was, what he had done, and that I needed to stop him.
Yeah. So your life has been a struggle since that time, and say relationships with men, how was that?
Relationships with any adult were difficult. I didn't trust adults at all, including my parents. I didn't trust any adults. And then obviously going on to form relationships, that was another massive hurdle I had to jump. I was very promiscuous at a very, very young age because I assumed that's what I had to do. He made it seem as if this was normal behaviour and that every man would do this. And that's not the case at all. But I didn't learn about that until a lot of years later. And even getting into recovery, I've learned about self-worth and putting me first. My dad is and always will be my real-life superhero. He's always been there. He's always done what he could for me and my sister. You know, I'd be lost without him. He really is, you know, he's just...
Yes.
And obviously my wife, she has been through all of this with me. The nightmares, the flashbacks, the court case. You know, I couldn't...
Hopefully the line will stay there. Catherine, can you still hear me okay? She might just come back now. It might be just the line temporarily might go. She might come back. It's Catherine Potts. Yeah, I think I've got you back now. Hopefully the line is clear. Can you hear me, Catherine?
Sorry, it must have been... I can, Declan.
Yeah. Why did it take the 37 years to come to light? Or what happened to bring it out in court? No, I think we might have to leave Catherine for the moment and maybe return to her story a little bit later on. It's the morning show at East Coast FM.
East Coast FM's Wicklow Diary.
In association with Bray Credit Union, providing MasterCard current accounts.
The Lakers 10K Roundwood Reservoir Run takes place on Saturday, September 17th. Runners and walkers welcome, free barbecue and prize giving. Register at lakers.ie/events. And Lakers are looking for a volunteer bus driver for a couple of hours every week to support their members with special needs. You must have a valid D license. Email mark@lakers.ie. Purple House Cancer Support Bray are running the Stanford Cancer Thriving and Surviving Programme starting Tuesday the 20th of September from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Running for 6 weeks. Places are free. To sign up, visit purplehouse.ie. Brocken Market and Car Boot Sale is on this Sunday, the 14th of August, from 10 to 3 p.m. Inquiries to carbootbrocka@gmail.com and Brocka Digital Hub is open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Inquiries to brockahub@gmail.com. A charity row in aid of Wicklow Rapid Response is on this Saturday, the 13th of August, from 9 a.m. The aim is to row 135 kilometres in under 10 hours. If you'd like something included on East Coast FM's Wicklow Diary, email reception@eastcoast.fm.
East Coast FM's Wicklow Diary.
In association with Bray Credit Union, providing MasterCard current accounts.
Step into our time machine for Throwback Thursdays at Leopardstown. Join Ireland's leading party group Spring Break on the 4th of August and Smash Hits on the 11th of August. Finish work, cheer winners home for thrilling 7 race cards, and get on your dancing shoes. Buy one, get one free tickets available for just €22. So bring your friends and get ready to bust some moves. For more information, visit leopardstown.com.
Earlsbrook House, part of the First Care Nursing Home Group, is delighted to announce we are now welcoming new residents following the success of the vaccination programme. Our residents enjoy exceptional, safe quality nursing care in the warm comfort of our beautiful Georgian home, located just a minute from Bray's beautiful seafront. This welcoming home is ideal for retired people to enjoy independence in a supportive environment and for respite and convalescence needs. Call us on 01513 6854 or visit firstcare.ie.
Hi, Shane Byrne here from Boredom Owner Recycling. Yes, you heard that right. AWD's commercial and skip customers have joined the Boredom Owner family. At Boredom Owner, we know how to use waste as a resource. We recover, we recycle, and we're eco-friendly. Boredom Owner Recycling, we're the same people that have always picked up your bins. You don't need to do anything.
Shane Byrne, talking rubbish, making sense.
Do you have a passion for horses? Bray Institute of Further Education is currently enrolling for their Equine Studies course. This fantastic course can provide career opportunities in riding schools, racing yards, stud management, and much more. Grants available. Visit bife.ie for details.
The Morning Show on East Coast FM with Declan Meehan.
Morning show at East Coast FM, and Catherine Potts hopefully is there on a different line. Hello to you, Catherine.
Hello, Declan, yes.
Good morning, you're there. And this is the story about yourself, assaulted 37 years ago in Wicklow Town when you were age 10, and last month David Hubbard was found guilty at Bray District Court of indecently assaulting you, and was sentenced. So, Catherine, I was just wondering, you know, that was a huge distance. Why did it take so long?
Well, initially, I thought my mother and father were going to press charges, but my dad informed me that they thought, well, my mother thought it would be in my best interest not to, because I was traumatised enough. We later found out that there was actually a letter involved that my mother had, but my dad knew nothing about. Well, the letter was mentioned, but he didn't actually see it. And I seen a Facebook picture 6 or 7 years ago, and I thought, like, I need to do something. And obviously, in the height of my addiction, I didn't think I was any good for anything. I had no self-worth. I'd lost everything, including family. And I just decided, right, enough is enough. You know, he's destroyed enough lives. I need to do something. And I did. I got my medical records from the Rape Trauma Unit in the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin. And I contacted the guards. And I had an amazing guard who has been with me from the beginning and has done everything in his power to see this through with me. And that's exactly what I've done and will keep doing, because I know when he's released from prison next year that he thinks everything will just be forgot about and he can carry on.
So,
and he's harmed enough people.
So what was the feeling like when, you know, in court, he was convicted, the judge read out the fact that this had been recognised and your trauma had been recognised?
Oh, my God. it was probably the most emotional day of my life. I was sitting there listening intently, doing everything in my power not to go across the courtroom and lose my temper. And my victim impact statement was read out. And then the judge left, obviously, to decide what he was going to do, and came back in. And when the judge was sentencing David Hubbard was laughing. You know, he thought it was just a big joke. And the judge started talking to him and said, you know, and he read out bits of my victim impact statement telling David Hubbard that, you know, I understand you've been working with the prison, etc. And I hope you continue to do so. And Mr. Hubbard's face just changed that time. The smirk went and he realised he wasn't walking free from the court that day, that he still had to serve some time. It was. It really. It's hard to put into words that emotion. You know, I was crying. I was elated. I was just relieved, Declan, because a lot of people didn't believe that it happened, and a lot of people chose to cover it up and not talk about it ever again, which is why I didn't feel I had the courage to come forward. I was made feel like I had done something wrong, that it was some dirty secret, that it was shameful, and it was never to be mentioned again.
And have you got closure at the moment, Catherine? Or partial closure?
I don't think you'll ever have closure, because it's something, as I said, that you have to live with forever. I do have like that nail in the coffin, so to speak. You know I've done as much as I can. And I did manage to save one child from him. And to me, that's priceless. You know, that's why I'm doing this.
Well,
because we didn't have that voice when we were younger.
I hope with the passage of time, Catherine, you know, things do improve for you, and you can put a certain amount behind you on it. I know that from what you're saying, this experience will never leave you, particularly when you've been living with this for 37 years. It'll probably be ingrained in your brain, but hopefully, you know, as time goes on, things will alleviate in some way. You're very brave to talk to us and sharing the story, and for indeed, as I mentioned earlier on in court, waiving your anonymity as well. So thanks very much indeed, Catherine.
Well, thank you too, Declan. Thank you for giving me the platform.
Take care. That's Catherine Potts there in Wicklow Town. Now, if you've been affected by what you've heard, you can contact the National Safe Ireland Helpline on 1-800-341-900. Dublin Rape Crisis Centre is 1-800-77-88-88. And Women's Aid, 1-800-341-900.